It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Well, I think at this point we can all agree Travis Kelce is dating Taylor Swift, whether you people think it's a joke or not. She was at the game again last night, but this time she brought even more A-listers with her. There she was with Sophie Turner, Joe Jonas's soon-to-be ex-wife, Blake Lively, Hugh Jackman.
Why?
I mean, is that Ryan Reynolds next to Blake Lively?
I'm pretty sure there's a lot of people there that you're just like, that ain't Travis Kelce mama no more. What happened?
Who needs the Oscars when you have these people at a game?
Who filled that booth up? What is going
on? It's such a mind F to us because they're all so famous, but that's why they're all friends. It's because they're so famous.
I guess.
Right? So Taylor Swift at the game yesterday, cheering on her new man, Travis Kelce, but all anyone could talk about in the celebrity world was who she brought with her.
Man, you know, some people were talking about that they're playing an adult game that's take a sip of your soda every time you see Taylor Swift on the screen. Bad idea, y'all. They showed him a lot.
So you got drunk is what you're saying.
No, I didn't. I'm just saying there was people saying that they was playing that game.
That they were doing that.
Bad idea, y'all.
I could have done that on Instagram. I mean, it was that every other post.
Man.
And the second I liked one post with Taylor Swift, that's all I see now is Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. And it's
so you
over.
Did it to yourself.
And I can't win with the algorithm. I have to like nothing in order to see stuff.
No, they're just pumping it everywhere right now. The algorithm, nothing. That's just force.
The NFL is loving Taylor Swift.
103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. Happy Wepa. Monday.
Wepa. Wepa.
Happy Monday.
It's Feliz Lunes.
It's October.
It's October, everybody.
Oh, my Lanta.
Happy October. I've got my Brewers Take October new postseason gear on.
I see you.
Because the Wild games start tomorrow.
I see you.
And we will have somebody from the Brewers on tomorrow.
Hey, chill. You're telling the people too much. Hold on, man.
Fair enough. But lots happening this week on the show because we have NF tickets at 7:45.
Big day.
We've got Kane Brown tickets at 8:40.
Yeehaw!
And your chance to see the Taylor Swift Eras Tour at the theater. That starts at 7:30 this morning.
That's actually pretty cool. I can't lie.
Oh, wait. And you can go on our website and win tickets to The Hills Have Eyes.
I'm good on that. Y'all have fun with that, though. Y'all have fun. That's a prize for y'all.
You go to 1037kissfm.com because DZ and I are scared to go to The Hills Have Eyes. We're not doing it.
We're good. We'll wait in the car. Keep the car running for when y'all want to come out.
We're totally good. Okay, let's play a song quick because I feel like I just announced 900 things we're doing on the show today.
It's warm now.
It's warm. We're warming up the pipes. This is like our warm up for the show this week.
It's going to be warm today, period, though.
And touch your toes. It is. It's going to be like 80. Did you see that?
You're going to feel like 90, dog.
Oh! All right, coming up next, something cool you did this weekend. Lots to share. Kiss FM.
Oh, good morning.
Good morning. Buenos dias. ¿Cómo estamos? How we doing?
I need to shut my big mouth. I talk too much and then I don't eat. And then we got to go on the air.
You good, son. Mm. It's one of those days.
It's one of those days. All right, 103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning. It's Allie and DZ.
Hey.
All right, lots of stuff happened this weekend. Even though it's fall now, I still feel like the weather was amazing. It gave me a burst of life this weekend. The sunshine, the warm weather.
It was almost too warm for me, dog.
Oh, so nice.
It was hot. It was warm for sure.
It was so nice. What did you do this weekend? Because I want to hear something cool you did.
We did far too much this weekend. Yeah. But I'm going to tell y'all one thing.
I know it was your anniversary.
The most important thing. Yeah, buddy.
How many years?
Thank you. Seven. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So in my mind, we're starting our eighth now. You know what I'm saying? The progression of to count up to. And it's more than a lifetime because we've been together for far longer than that.
Yeah.
Right. But married. We got married in 2016. So we were celebrating our anniversary. Mother-in-law came up. Shout out to Mama. Mm-hmm. She came up, watched Sammy so that we could go get dinner.
Nice.
We went out. We went to Camino. And, you know, shout out. The food is always good. We got super full, super fast. But it was interesting because we didn't originally go to Camino first. You know, right before we ended up at Camino, we tried to hit up Mococo's.
Uh-huh.
And they was popping.
These are all Latin restaurants.
Camino's not, actually.
What is Camino?
Camino is like Americanized food. Camino is just a weird name for it.
Oh.
Interesting enough, right?
Wait, really?
They got cheese curds. They got burgers.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Interesting. Go on.
They got pierogies, but we tried to hit Mococo's, and when we walked in, like it looked busy on the front end, but I forgot that they had a back patio.
Yeah, I wouldn't know. I've never been there.
I've never been to the back patio either. We've only ever sat inside because we had baby Sammy last time we went, and they was popping. They had live music, something going on down there. It sounded like they was bailando. They was dancing, you know? So we was like, ooh, how long is the food going to take? They said 30, 40 minutes, maybe a little bit longer. We said, no, thank you. Gracias, papi. We stepped out. No offense to them. They was just a little too busy for our comfort. We wanted to eat now.
Yeah.
Camino's hits, and they're like, we was just slammed, y'all.
Yeah.
Slam. This going to be a little bit of a wait. It wasn't even that long of a wait.
That's nice.
15 minutes for like cheese curds, and then our food came like 2 minutes after that. It was good to go, man. We actually ended up getting so full.
I just spit food out. So fast. Everywhere.
You're good.
Sorry.
Are you good?
What a Monday morning it is already.
Wepa.
Not to gross you out.
I'm not grossed out.
So you went to one restaurant, they were full. Mm-hmm. The other restaurant you went to, it was popping.
It was popping as well, but they were able to see this immediately. So it's not like we had to wait or anything. We got our food way faster than we were anticipating. The anniversary felt like it was amazing.
Good.
Wife and I together got to spend some alone time.
Do you get
each
other gifts?
No, we didn't get each other gifts.
It's just go out to eat, huh?
Yeah, it was a go out to eat together situation. You know, sometimes if we feel like it, we'll get a little something, but we decide that prehand.
Yeah.
This time was like, it's just me, you, this food, and our love, baby.
Aw. Well, I see Natalie in Menominee Falls texted in. They went to the Harvest Fair this weekend and saw Here Come the Mummies and the Lumberjack Show on Saturday.
Ooh.
You were at Harvest Fair too, weren't you?
Yeah, I told you we did a lot this weekend.
Yeah.
I met a couple listeners actually at Harvest Fair. It was nice. It was hot. Not hating at all. Because as far as Harvest Fair goes, it didn't feel like harvest.
It didn't. It
felt
was
like
too
summer.
Hot. It was too hot for Harvest Fair. Well, tell us something cool you did this weekend. I took down a tree with my neighbor. That's my big weekend.
You took down a tree?
I did.
You tackled it?
No.
Yes. Football.
Full on. 414-533-1037. Tell us something cool you did this weekend. Maybe you went to Harvest Fair. Maybe you went to a pumpkin patch. Maybe you did something in the yard like me because it was nice outside. Hell, maybe somebody went to a pool.
I
wouldn't put it past them at this point.
Somebody else might have had an anniversary.
They might have.
Maybe.
They might have. It's our anniversary. All right, we'll take your calls and texts next. Oh, I love that song. My little boo thing.
It's a bop. You can't not bop.
Oh, it's such a good song. 103.7 Kiss FM. Get you moving on a Monday morning. We were talking about all the cool things we did this weekend. You celebrated an anniversary, DZ.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, we did.
Happy 7th anniversary. 7 years married.
Thank you. I think I counted right.
Yeah. Natalie in Menominee Falls texted in. She went to Harvest Fair. I see somebody texted in. They took their son to see his first movie, Paw Patrol.
Ooh, big flex on him.
Owen and Hudson came home and their dad had taken them. And I said, oh, he went up to me and took you to Paw Patrol, did he?
Oh, I see him.
Fine, okay. We'll go again. We'll go for the second time if we have to.
You know it's because you want to see it too.
Of course.
Don't lie.
I'm emotionally attached to Chase and Rubble and everybody on the crew. It's Paw Patrol. Let's start out with Ryan in Calabama, though. This morning, one of our OG regulars. Well, you can tell everybody.
Good morning, good morning. Happy Monday.
Hey.
Happy Monday. All right, Ryan, tell us something cool you did this weekend.
I'm going to be planting grass for the next 6 weeks. I can guarantee you that after this weekend.
Why?
It's so warm out.
Oh, we tore my yard up at my little man's birthday party, man.
Nice. How old does Emerson turn? 4?
He turned 4 this weekend, so we had a need for speed, so we had everyone bring their ATVs and their motorized vehicles.
That's right.
So Wisconsin.
We made a dirt course out of the yard, so we got turn 1 that's pretty tore up, and turn 2 and 3 are looking the same way. So
turn 2 and 3.
But how turned up did you get?
Oh, we got turned up all right. Man was out here riding his ATV, bouncing in the bounce house. Man, it was a blast.
How late? How late did y'all go, Ryan? Just call it out. Be honest.
We were riding the ATVs till about 11:30 at night.
Ooh, so you guys had lights out there? What?
Welcome to the country.
No, we didn't have no lights out here. We turned the lights on the ATVs and we kept riding.
Oh man, wild! Y'all are crazy, bro.
Oh, man.
We made sure the neighbors had a phone call to make if they were coming at us with a noise complaint or something.
Some country entry. Right there, boy.
I love it. I love it.
Well, happy birthday to Emerson, Ryan. Thanks for calling in.
No problem. Thanks, you guys. Have a great day.
You too, man. Later, fam.
Bye. Lori in Cedarburg texted in. I actually wanted to read her text because she said she went to Maxwell Street Days.
Oh, yeah.
They must have this in different communities. This was in Cedarburg. She went.
Wait, what?
Because when I Googled Maxwell Days, it came up in different cities.
Really?
But Lori's in Cedarburg, and I could see it was this weekend. So.
It must be a traveling thing. Yeah. I actually didn't know that.
I don't know. Bella's calling from Kenosha this morning. Another one of our regulars. You want to pull up Bella? Sorry, I know you weren't ready.
I got you.
Bella, we got you.
Good morning.
Hey.
Tell us something cool you did this weekend.
Oh, I did so much. I can't even pick. We had a fire with
one
our neighbors.
Thing. Bella, one thing. This is the problem.
Did you say fire with
Monday,
the neighbors?
One cool thing.
I got to see my niece, Malia, play volleyball. That was the coolest thing.
Nice.
Oh, did they win?
They did.
Nice. Flex.
Yeah.
Very nice.
And I got to see your new puppy. So that was really cool.
A what?
And their new puppy.
Oh, and a new puppy.
Oh, puppy.
I mean,
nice.
That sounds like a very wholesome weekend.
Nice.
It was.
Well, Bella,
yeah.
Thanks for calling.
You're welcome. Have a great day, guys.
You too. Bye.
Hunter is in Milwaukee this morning on 7. Good morning, Hunter. Tell us something cool you did this weekend.
What up?
So I started off on Saturday, our 1-year anniversary between my girlfriend and I.
Hey.
I took her out to the Brewers Club, the Brewers Legends Club.
Ooh.
For the Saturday night game.
Look at you. Okay.
She's not really been to a Brewers game before, so I was like, oh, let's do something special. Let's
Big Legends dog.
Club.
I see you.
And
okay.
Then, yeah, so all this hard work paid off, you know,
watching
our puppy at home. And then Sunday, I took her to Harvest Fest.
Oh, you did go to Harvest Fest. Did you have a good time?
Yeah, she went crazy over there. Yeah.
It was a great time.
A lot of pumpkin spice, you know.
A lot of pumpkin spice. I know that's right.
Harvest Fair is one of my favorite events of the year. I'm really sad I missed it. We were going all weekend.
Yeah.
Like, going. And
non-stop.
I was bummed. I was like, and my kids were even like, we didn't go. I'm like, next year.
It's okay. Me and Hunter went for you.
You did.
Yeah.
Hey, congratulations on the anniversary too, Hunter, man. Appreciate the call, dog.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Later, man.
Last but not least, we'll talk to Sean, who's driving from West Bend to Pewaukee this morning. Sean, you're last, so you better tell us something cool you did this weekend.
No pressure. Make it good.
That's all right. You got to save the best for last.
Hey, yeah. I love it.
So yeah, I took the 3 kids up to Peninsula State Park. Supposed to be sunny and 70, turned into 60s and thunderstorms during our hike.
Where is Peninsula State Park exactly?
Yeah,
it's Fish Creek or Sister Bay, one of those two.
Oh, up in like the Door County ish area, right?
Yeah,
got it.
Well,
they all had a good time though. We made it through the Eagle Trail, which is a really difficult course, and all the kids loved it despite the rain.
Honestly, kids love rain and stomping around in puddles in nature. Come on, talk about a good time.
Well, and Sean, honestly, while it was pouring on you up in Door County, we were fine. We were sunny and
I got
hot.
Back, and everybody said they got nothing.
Yeah, Sean, sorry to tell you, we had a great weekend here in Milwaukee. If you love Olivia Rodrigo, you probably love Taylor Swift. And we've got your chance to see Taylor Swift, the Eras Tour, at the theater coming up at 7:30.
At the theater.
But honestly, I'm so pumped. When they said we're doing this, I said, I'm in.
It feels just just as exciting, don't it? Yeah. Like, that's an awesome opportunity, man. Mm-hmm. That's something cool for somebody.
Your chance to win that into our screening at 7:30 this morning, and then NF tickets right after that at 7:45.
Double up, double up.
Mm-hmm.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
The problem today involves someone calling out of work.
Mm-hmm.
And then what happens?
And then getting called into work.
Yikes. Go
so,
on.
Denise wrote in and said, I'm so ready to quit my job, it's not even funny. Last week, I needed to call out of work because I was sick. I'm 100% sure it was food poisoning from dinner the night before.
Yeah.
I woke up so bad that I called out immediately. My boss originally told me that it was fine. After I texted her telling her I wouldn't be able to come in. Mm-hmm. But a few hours into the morning, she calls me and explains that we had a major client push through a last-minute order and that I would need to come in because it was my primary account. I tried to ask if it could be handled the next morning, but she said no. I unfortunately relented, went into work against my personal desire. I was able to get things done and go home within a few hours, but spent the time miserably sick, but pushing through. I feel like I barely received a thank you besides her just saying, hey, thanks for doing this. I don't want to sound petty, but it would have been nice to at least acknowledge my sacrifice a little bit more than that.
Yeah.
I want to either say something or just look for a new job. Mm. What would you do if you were me, Denise?
Well. What would you do? So you were sick and then they still made you work.
Mm-hmm.
Well, America!
Ain't that the truth, though? You know? I mean,
we joke about it, but really, though.
I don't want to gun on Denise's life, and I'm really trying to be nice. That rhyme, I didn't mean to do it.
Why are you trying to be nice? What do you think? You don't have to be nice.
She's tripping. Nah, for real, man.
Why? Go on.
Denise is tripping. That's the lay of the land. It sounds like you were just kind of the only person that could probably do what needed to get done.
Yeah.
I don't know what your boss does, but clearly they couldn't do what you do.
Yeah.
Denise had to handle that.
Mm-hmm.
She had to hold the L. You were sick. As long as you're not contagious, I'm one to say, if you good to go, come on into work.
Yeah, if you're not contagious, I don't give a damn.
Come on into
work. If you
want
to kill yourself and die, that's on you.
Or she needed to stand her ground and go, no, I'm not coming in, mm-hmm. and suffer those repercussions. You know, you're going to have to own those consequences as well. And if you go, nope, I can't do it, I'm too sick to come in.
Yeah.
Had to draw that line, and she ain't do that. She relented.
Mm-hmm.
You know, ex post facto don't change nothing. Now you want to say something on the back end when you're feeling better?
Yeah.
Denise, you got to chill.
Yeah. No, I get that. I think that if you're sick, people should just leave you alone. If you're unable to work, but if you're not, then you're not. If you can work and you're not contagious, please. It's like this. Come on.
Yeah. Like who are you wasting your time for? I feel like Denise is just looking for, like she mentioned,
a break.
Maybe. But she wanted more praise, and I think that's something that we all far too often crave, mm-hmm. and we got to stop.
Yeah.
Personally, all this personal praise, all these participation trophies. Denise did what she was supposed to do.
You think she's looking for a trophy?
Yeah, man. She's looking for a trophy, in my opinion. And that's why I'm saying I'm not trying to be mean to Denise.
Yeah.
I'm trying to be nice. She's looking for a trophy to go, oh my gosh, you came into work when you didn't feel good. Thank you so much. You're a great person. You're the bestest alive.
See, I thought she was just looking for a day off.
I mean, if you call out sick, you call out sick.
Yeah.
That's fine. I'm not going to tell you that your sickness isn't an actual sickness. Mm-hmm. I don't get to make that judgment.
True.
She felt like she was sick enough to call out.
Mm-hmm.
That she needed to stand on that.
Yeah.
She needed to say, I'm sorry, boss lady, but mm-hmm. I'm not coming in. Mm-hmm. I am ill and I have no will. I'm not going to do it.
Absolutely.
She ain't do that. She ain't stand 10 toes on it. She relented and went, okay, I'm coming to work.
Yeah.
You did it.
Right.
And now you want to say something?
Mm-hmm.
That's too far past. That was last week.
Okay. So DZ says, get over it. You don't get a participation trophy.
You really don't, for doing what you're supposed to do. Yeah. I'm charged up.
Now you're mad.
Now I'm mad. Now I'm mad at Denise.
Hold on. 414-533-1037. That is the number that you want to call, and you can give your input, and you can say whether or not you agree with DZ or not, for sure, because they want to know if it's bad. They called into work, still had to work anyway.
It sucks.
Story
I'm not saying
of everybody's
it doesn't.
Life. Yeah.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Thank you.
Absolutely. All right, we'll talk to you next.
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
So Denise got called into work after calling out sick.
Mm-hmm.
She's annoyed. What should she do?
I say she got to just take that one.
Well, good news. I gotta do a little housekeeping real quick on line five. Go ahead, pull it up. Your mother-in-law called in this morning, DZ. Not to give an opinion, just to say hi. Good morning. Hi, Mom.
Hello.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
He's on his best behavior right now because his mother-in-law is on the phone.
You know.
But I answered the phone and I said, hi, who's this? She goes, Daniel's mother-in-law. I go, who's Daniel? She goes, DZ. I go, oh, DZ's mother-in-law.
Just use the government. Bang.
She didn't have an opinion. Just wanted to say hi. Hello. Hello. How are you?
Wanted to say good morning, and I love listening to you, too.
Aw, this is such mom stuff.
Appreciate you, Mama.
All right, Mom. Nice to meet you. I'll meet you in person soon.
Yes. Have a great day. I look forward to that.
Thank you, too. Bye.
Okay. I know.
Love you. Bye.
It's like when your mom calls in, you're embarrassed. Like, you're like, Mom, get off the phone.
Mom.
Stop calling us.
No, it's all love.
Aaron's
man.
Mom just called in to say hi.
She just wanted to say hello. Good
How
morning.
How cute was that? All right, let's go to Tony next up in Racine. I hope she's tuned out now because Tony's going to offend her. Trust me.
No, hey, she's not easily offended.
Tony.
Hey, good morning, you guys.
Mother-in-law's listening. Be careful.
Nah, you good, Tony. Talk that talk.
I'm cool.
His hands are up. I'm good.
I got it.
What do you got, Tony? What do you got? What's your advice here for Denise?
I tell her to suck it up, Buttercup.
Mm-hmm.
That is what it is. You are getting paid to do a job. You don't need to be recognized to do what you're supposed to be doing. And guess what? You had to come into work. That's called being an adult.
Oof.
You're sick. It is what it is.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure you guys don't get extra thank yous for working from home when you're sick, you know.
No.
I wouldn't say so.
In fact, Tony, they made it so much that we can work from home now when we're sick. Right. They sent us home with equipment to the point where we can work.
Don't worry about how you sound. You can keep working.
I mean, we still got to pay our bills and still attend our jobs.
So I know, that's right.
If you can physically get up and work, just go to work.
Yeah. Right, right.
As long as you're not contagious.
Right. For real, though. Then stay home. Then stay home,
otherwise,
PSA.
I'm fine with it. So, Tony.
Yeah, I agree with DZ. You guys have a good day.
You too, brother. Yep. Later, man.
I can't wait for Tony to put his sick hands on all our grubby packages and deliver them to our door.
Stop it. He said, I'm good.
Betty is in Belgium this morning on 2. Good morning, Betty.
Good morning, guys.
Hey.
What's your advice?
Hey. DZ, you got it. I'm sorry. She got to put her big girl pants on and suck it up. She needs to be an adult.
Yeah.
She needs to be an adult. And like Allie said, if she was truly, truly sick, then she also has to be an adult and be like, nope, can't perform, can't do it.
Yes.
But the fact that she was able to be talked into doing it, mm-hmm. I'm sorry, take your little sniffles, get your little tissue, wipe your nose, get your job done.
Well, that's what somebody texted in. They said, why would she answer the phone after calling in? Mistake number one.
Yeah. Ooh, I'm not great gonna say, point, though.
Honestly, true.
I wouldn't answer.
If I'm that sick, I'm laying in bed.
Mm-hmm.
And my phone is,
nowhere near
your
me.
Your phone is off because you're not able to answer the phone.
She
the
got guilt tripped.
She was able to, that she was able to answer and do it, then you know what? You said yes. And like DZ said too, she did get a thank you. Did she want a plaque?
Yes,
she does.
Betty, you know? That's exactly what she wanted, the
Somebody
plaque.
Somebody texted in and said the boss will use this to her advantage. She'll now be expected to come in because how sick are you really?
Oh.
Well, yeah. Are you faking it?
This is like when I bust my kids and they're not sick. And I'm like, next time I don't believe them.
Oh, so you could come into work, huh? You weren't that sick at all. Ooh. Mm-hmm.
And now
dang.
You think they're a liar. Mm-hmm. Look how quickly this escalated.
Get into work.
Yeah, right. Get into work. Betty, you too. Get into work.
Betty said,
get into work. I'm on my way. I got to see my babies.
Bye.
Bye, Betty.
Have a good day. Lori is last but not least in Cedarburg. Lori, good morning.
Morning.
Hey. Now, somebody did text in and say, if you follow the proper channels and use benefit time, then nope, not going to work. We live in a society where we put work above our family and our health. That's true a lot of the times.
I can't disagree.
Nope.
Yeah, sure.
And that's where the boundaries have to be drawn, right?
But they would have drawn that boundary then.
What do you think, Lori?
If she's
was that sick, she should have said something when they called and not been coerced to come in. I mean, I work in healthcare. I worked all through the pandemic. I work now through everything. And, like, my in my company, I've had bosses that are like, hey, you need a mental health day, take it. But I have really good bosses about, like, trying to give you days off for sick. But if she needs to go in because she's the only one that could do it.
Lori's doing that thing where we work no matter what. I mean, my bosses are great. My bosses are great. But we work no matter what. Did you pick up on that?
Yeah,
but I have great bosses.
Yeah. Well, like, I have a boss that literally, she'll, like, jump in, do whatever she needs to, put us over her own job. Mm-hmm. But, and she's not one of those, like, if you're sick, she's not going to sit there and go, oh, can you come in? She'll find a way to help you out to get in. But sounds good. Like her boss needed her. You got to do it.
You
just said something when they called.
Yeah.
Exactly.
All right.
Exactly, Lori.
Everybody is saying, too bad, suck it up. Even though she's sick, I'm surprised nobody defended her. Like, I'm actually surprised nobody was like, how come she just is not sick and got guilted into it?
One person texted and said something.
That's true.
Lori, we appreciate your call.
Thank you.
You guys have a good day.
You too.
Well,
I mean, let's be honest. Today's the first. I'd say everybody agreed with me.
I know.
Everybody.
Not on text, but everybody on the phone.
Well, let me have this one.
I mean, sorry. Everybody agreed with you, DZ. That's true, actually. That's true. Don't forget, we can play another song. Don't forget that we have tickets to see NF coming up at 7:45 and then Kane Brown tickets at 8:40. Oh, and we're sending you to see the Taylor Swift Eras Tour at 7:30. Woo! Well, before I tell you what I did to my own self, hurt my own feelings, DZ.
Oh, okay.
Let me just say that you have a chance to go see Taylor Swift, the Eras Tour movie.
Mm-hmm.
We are giving away your chance every hour from 7 to 7. So at 7:30 will be your first chance, okay?
Keep your eyes on the clock, everybody.
Yeah, you're going to have a keyword to enter on our website. So it's coming up very shortly. And a lot of people want to see this movie. I know they're very excited about that. And then at 7:45, we will have NF tickets. So it's a very busy hour of winning right now.
For real, though.
Very like, busy.
Are you ready? I don't know if I am.
Okay, so I wanted to talk to you about how I hurt my own feelings because I went into the gym last Thursday and I've been telling my trainer at the Princeton Club, Erica, that I am going to go to the gym like 5 days a week.
Oh, big commitments.
Well, that was a lie. Then I said I was going to go 3 days a week. That was a lie.
What?
Then I said I was going to go 2 days a week. I got to the point where I was showing up for my trainer, okay?
Yeah.
And I looked at her and I go, is this awkward that I was here for the pool, but I didn't work out this week?
It's using the amenities. You were still at the gym.
I checked in.
I was here.
I was here.
No, you said you wanted to start off 5 days. Nope. 3 days. Nope. Two days.
I just feel soft. So I really want to get back into working out. I feel like it's a healthy activity that leads me to other healthy activities.
Yeah. Well, I mean, but how did you hurt your own feelings, though?
Because when I said to her, I'm going to come. This is it. It's happening. And she goes, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. And after weeks of this, I said, can you tell me, I need you to come up with something to hold me accountable, meaning if I don't come 2 times this week besides seeing you, that you have to have some kind of punishment when I get here.
Ooh.
Yes, forget positive reinforcement. Let's just go to the negative
Let's just go to the punishment.
Because that's what I need in my life. Tell me what you're going to make me do if I don't show up twice this week.
Did she agree?
She said, yeah. She said, okay, here's what you got. She goes, you got 10 sprints and you got to do 10 burpees in between each one. So that's 100 burpees.
Oh.
I said, say less.
Oh.
I said, see you at the gym.
Yeah, you wanted accountability.
No
there you go.
I said, because I looked at her, I said, I hate running.
Mm-hmm.
I hate cardio.
Mm-hmm.
Anything. Just give me something I don't want to do and it will make me calm.
Motivate you to not get that punishment.
So she said, that's it. You're going to 10 sprints and 100 burpees. And I have not been since that happened on Thursday.
So you're going to have 10 sprints and 100 burpees?
No, because I have until this Thursday.
Oh.
So I have to get out there today, tomorrow, or Wednesday. I got 3 days to get there twice, DZ.
All right,
and I
well,
will do it.
I'm going today because I got a training session with my trainer. So I'm going to say, might as well just pull up with me.
I can't
get a little
today.
Work in. Oh, I can't hold you accountable if you can't do things.
I know. I have something going on until 5 o'clock today. And then I've got to race home to my kids.
Yeah, you can't go today.
So I could take them.
Well, I could try to keep you accountable on another day,
though. Take my card and swipe it.
Hey, okay, no, slide me the card. Slide me the card. What's up? We can do that.
We're telling this on the radio. She's going to know that I
didn't that's
go.
Right. Oh, that's right. Dang.
I'll do it Tuesday and Wednesday before I go back. But I needed something to push me because I think about it. It's one of those when you think about it every day and you're doing nothing about it. You
want to lose weight, you think about it every day, but you don't do anything about it. That's how I feel about the gym.
It weighs on you.
Yeah.
No pun intended.
But I'm
for real though. Yes. But I think the good thing is though is that you felt something, you realized you weren't doing it, so you checked in with yourself and went, let's get back to it. Mm-hmm. And you did something that you didn't want to do, and it was make somebody hold you accountable in a major way. Because you told her, do the workout that I would want to do the least. Nobody would say that logically.
That's true. Why would I ask for it?
Because it's something you really want.
Yeah.
So you said, this is what I need, so I actually do this. You know what you needed, and you checked in with your star player. Salute.
Thank you.
Spin that.
See, I'm shaming myself, and you're making me feel better about it.
There's no shame here because you're doing what you wanted, and you're going to hold yourself accountable by the actions that you took with your trainer, and I'm going to help because I'm going to keep asking, hey, are you going today? Are you going today?
No.
Are you going today?
Yes, yes.
Maybe tomorrow?
It makes me feel better. It's a win-win for me.
Yep.
I go. My endorphins are high because I'm working out.
Exactly.
I'm in tighter clothes, so I look at my body, and I feel better. And then there's men everywhere, which I'm not supposed to say out loud, but I act like I'm not looking, but I am. So let's just keep it real. It's a win-win for everybody. I'm not drinking. I'm not out causing trouble. I'm minding my... I'm listening to music.
The gym is a great place to be, man. It helps you collect your thoughts. It helps you get a lot of energy out. And it helps you just feel good. So we're going to hold you accountable.
Right,
Don't think we won't.
Good luck today.
Thanks.
Good luck at the gym.
I'm going to need it.
Let me know how it goes.
I'm
gonna
die.
Coming up next, we do have Am I the Jerk? Involves fake firing people to please customers.
What's that mean?
I'll tell you next. Plus, your chance to see Taylor Swift Eras Tour.
I think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out, am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well, Tara wrote into the show, wanted to know if her and her coworkers are the jerk for fake firing the staff when customers complain.
It just sounds too dang funny not to just laugh at, bro.
It is pretty funny. But let's start with Dan this morning, who's calling from West Allis. Good morning, Dan. How are you?
I'm doing well. About yourself?
We're doing good, man. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're trying to figure it out for Tara, though. Is she the jerk for fake firing? Her and her friends fake firing themselves.
Her coworker, who's the owner's son, comes in and fires everybody at the coffee shop when customers complain. I think it's funny, but is it, though?
Is it?
Jerk or no jerk?
I personally think that they are a jerk. But I think it's very unprofessional to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I mean, that's just my opinion. I mean, I've been in many jobs in my life, and that's, I don't know, it just doesn't look good, you know, especially if someone's actually raiding their, you know, like, let's say there's a secret shopper in the place, you know, and they see that happening.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's just very unprofessional.
Yeah.
In the era of Yelp, too, like, what if somebody really goes online and reviews y'all like that and goes, hey, they just be fake firing
Yelp
people?
Or,
I noticed that. Well, anything.
Mm-hmm.
Or Google, big one. I mean.
Right. Yeah. Now, you're not wrong. He's on point. On point, Dan.
Some people are saying it's not the jerk, though, because it helps others realize how ridiculous they sound. That when they realize someone's getting fired, they're like, wait. It's got to be situational.
You can't just fake
fire everyone when somebody complains.
True.
That would make you the jerk, right?
But then
Instead of fixing it.
Then you shouldn't be fake firing somebody, period, because what situation warrants a fake firing of somebody?
You know what? You're right. When you're right, you're right. Ethically, who
old?
Am I kidding?
Are we too old and jaded and too many jobs under our belts that we're like, you can't fake fire, that's not cool.
That's not old and jaded, it's called professionalism, which is what Dan's talking about. We're too immature, we're the opposite, DZ. He's the professional one, we're the immature ones. Come on.
Dan says, yes,
and place, you know, I mean, there's a time and a place to be professional, you know, so I mean, if you want to teach a lesson, I guess you can do it in a different manner, I guess, but, you know, I mean, I could be silly at times.
Right.
Amen. Hey. Amen to that. All right, thank you, Dan. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye. Let's go to Lindsay in Muskego this morning on 8, who
don't get stressed, it's gonna get
asked me if she could switch her theme song.
What?
I said absolutely not. Sorry.
Yes, I did, because I've been an NSYNC fan since forever.
Well, then you should have picked them to begin
with. A new song.
So all of a sudden, new music.
Wait, they have old songs, you know. You could have picked old songs, Lindsay.
No, because I tried to pick an old song, and you said I had to pick a current song. That's what happened, guys.
Hold on. What old song by NSYNC would you have served up that I would have said no to? This is another topic for another day. Hold on, Lindsay.
We got some other things to address first. We say, am I the jerk?
Is Tara and everybody at the coffee shop, are they the jerk for fake firing the staff when customers complain?
No.
Wait, why not?
Not the jerk.
Go on.
Listen, you guys, life is too serious. Let's have a little fun with it at times. Like, if they're fake firing, I think that's a coffee shop. It's not like it's a medical job or a police office. Like, it's a coffee. You get coffee, guys.
Fair. You know what? She's not wrong.
In the words of Ferris Bueller, life moves a little fast. If you don't stop and look around, you're going to miss it, guys. You better have some fun in life.
She got you to snort. She's snorting with these references.
Lindsay, I love it.
Okay, man. So wait, Lindsay, whatever you say to the person who texted in, though, and said, what are they going to do when the customer comes back and sees the person wasn't really fired?
Hmm.
What are you going to do then?
I feel like in this situation, the customer knows it's a joke by the end of it. If they don't, then yeah, that's a jerk move.
That would make me more angry. That would make me more angry.
Would it?
Yeah, if I'm complaining and you're clowning me and you're making it obvious that you're not firing them and I know it's a joke by the end, now I'm really going to yelp.
I would laugh with them. Like, if I'm complaining about coffee, life's going pretty good if the worst thing in my day is coffee, guys, honestly.
Well, hold on now. Some people take their coffee very, very seriously.
Somebody is me. Hi. Try not having coffee at work and see how it goes for you, everybody.
I don't drink coffee, so I don't understand. The love for it, guys.
Oh, well, Lindsay, then no, you should have started with that. You ain't got no horse in this race. You don't get coffee.
Do you not talk? I talk to people that use the drugs I use, coffee, okay? Hey, Lindsay said not the jerk, which means we're split down the middle right now.
You are. She answers and it stands on it.
Thanks, Lindsay. We'll talk to you later.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too.
Our tiebreaker will be another one of our regulars. Sean is calling from Milwaukee this morning.
Now bounce to this.
Hey, Sean.
Hey.
All right. Is Tara the jerk because they're fake firing people at the coffee shop she works at when customers get mad? I can't even believe this.
This sounds just goofy.
It's real.
Definitely a jerk move just because that could affect future business.
Sean, you sound like you're in a tunnel. Talk to us. Where'd you go all of a sudden?
Take
you
us
there?
Off speaker or something,
Poppy. Where are you at? Yeah.
Oh, there we go. A little bit better.
A little bit. Go on.
You said yes or no jerk?
Not the jerk.
I said jerk.
Oh,
it is the jerk.
Oh, go
just
on.
Because that could affect future business. Like, those people could really be offended by that, you know, that they may not come to that coffee shop no more.
If they do notice that they weren't really fired, you just lost a customer.
And if it's small town enough, you're going to tell all your friends and be like, yo, that one coffee shop on the corner over there.
Don't go there.
Go to the other one because they fake fire people when you complain about something you think is reasonable.
Yeesh, yeah, that's true.
Oh, here we are.
No, I don't, because we can't hear you that well. I heard you know, and I went,
no, we don't know.
We can't understand you. It sounds like you're in a tunnel. But Sean, thanks for calling. We understood. You said
you're
jerk.
Welcome,
bye. So that's jerk. Two jerks, one not the jerk.
That's jerk.
And how funny. I don't normally make it this gender specific, but for a non-gender specific problem, both the dudes said jerk and the woman said not the jerk.
Huh.
Interesting,
I didn't think about
right?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Should we look too much into that?
Maybe. I don't know. I see all your texts, though, coming in. Abraham from Milwaukee said, I've worked retail, and you'd be surprised the amount of times people come back and don't recognize you. Oh, or confuse you with somebody else at the end of the day. The customers don't care that much. Interesting point.
So might as well have a little fun with it then.
Because you remember them because they ruined your day.
Right.
But they don't remember you.
Because you were just a minuscule part of theirs.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Well, there it is. Jerk today. Coming up next, we have got NF tickets. Don't go anywhere because NF will be coming to town. I'm so excited. May 8th at Fiserv Forum. Tickets next. Don't go anywhere. Kiss FM. Sell them. I'm next. Lil Boo Thang. I love that song.
I can tell.
Kids love that song. It's a fun song.
Who doesn't love that song?
Come on. 103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ. And we already gave you your chance to see the Taylor Swift Eras Tour movie. Mm-hmm. That is happening every hour. Another chance coming up again at 8:30.
That's right. I was like, do we retell them the keyword?
You can. I mean? When.
When.
The keyword is when. W-I-N. You go to 1037kissfm.com and enter that right where it says your chance to see Taylor Swift, the Eras Tour movie. And then we're going to be giving away a whole theater's worth. We're taking a whole theater to see the Taylor Swift tour.
Everybody that can fit.
It's going to be fun.
Speaking of when.
Yeah. But right
right now, every day this week, we've got tickets to see NF. Because I don't know if you know this, NF is coming to town. Pfizer Forum, May 8th.
Mm-hmm.
Caller number 30 right now. You are going to go see NF. The first person to win tickets in this city. It could be you. 414-533-1037. Good luck. Here's NF now. This is Happy. Somebody is going to see him right there, NF, when he comes to Pfizer Forum on May 8th. First set of tickets in the city. Ooh. Rigo's on the phone. Rigo, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Rigo, what's the word?
What city are you calling from? I can't remember. I already asked you and I already forgot.
I'm calling from Milwaukee.
Okay.
Hey, in the mill, let's go.
Well, it is Monday morning.
Cool, baby.
In fairness. Rigo, you calling to win these NF tickets, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
I win them.
You winning them for yourself or for somebody special, man? Who are you trying for?
Right now, I'm trying for myself and my girlfriend.
Oh, that'd be a little date night.
Well, very nice. Well, you're going to be taking her on a date now. You're calling 30. You're going to see NF. You're so welcome. Going to be at Pfizer Forum on May 8th, and you're one of the first people in this city to get tickets. Congratulations.
I'm going to argue and maybe lie, and I'm going to say you are the first person in this city to get tickets.
That's very awesome. Thank you, guys.
You're so welcome. Hold on. We got to get more info from you, and then we will have another chance tomorrow, same time, to win these tickets. We have a lot going on.
Plenty
DC,
going
a
on,
lot.
Man. Rigo, hold on.
Kane Brown tickets at 8:40. We've got these every day at 7:45. Mm-hmm. Another chance to get into the Taylor Swift Eras movie.
That's a lot, G.
At 8:30 this morning.
Plenty, plenty, plenty.
We're on fire right now.
Hey, if you're bored, you're boring, and we got nothing boring going on.
Nothing at all. Oh, and go to 1037kissfm.com, by the way. You could win tickets to The Hills Have Eyes.
Oh, my gosh.
Happy winning!
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Well, look at that. You thought you were watching a football game. I was watching the suite that all the celebrities were in. That's what I was watching.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the Toy Story version of the game that they did.
I love it how Brittany Mahomes came storming in with Taylor Swift this time.
Oh, yeah.
After all of the jokes online about how if you could put they were trying to pit Britney and Taylor against each other.
It's not going to happen.
They were trying to turn it into a Nancy, you know, Kerrigan or Nancy, you know, the ice skater.
Come on now.
Stop.
You know, who wouldn't want to be BFFs with Taylor Swift right now?
I want to be BFFs. Taylor Swift at the game again, watching Travis Kelce. I think we can all agree it's not a joke. They're probably dating at this point, but she wasn't alone. She came in not only with Britney Mahomes, but hold on. She came in that place with Blake Lively, Ryan Reynolds, Sophie Turner.
Dog.
Hugh Jackman.
Why was Wolverine there?
I mean, this suite at the game was insane.
Yeah.
Imagine looking up and seeing all of those A-listers back to back to back to back to back to back. Holy.
That's the box to be in. You know what
Honestly.
I'm saying? They're having a good time.
So I don't even know who won the game, and I don't care. All I know is Taylor Swift was there, and she's bringing friends. And every week, I wanted to ramp up even more.
You know what? Nobody cared either.
By the end
Nobody
of this,
else cared either.
By the end of this, we're going to see Beyonce and Jay-Z. Like, everybody.
You think this is going to get bigger and bigger?
I don't know. In my mind, it is. Pop culture and celebrity Hollywood dirt, it is.
I mean, but did she already say that she was going to the next game? Because that's what's going to make it official in my brain. Like, this
oh, you
is
don't
two
think
games.
Two was enough? Nope. Come on. You're on camera cheering for your dude. I think it's official. I mean, come on. You're bringing your friends.
Okay.
You're saying, hey.
Ooh.
As if she'd say, have you seen the guy?
Yes, I've seen the
Come
guy.
On.
I've seen.
Super
I've
Bowl
seen.
Champion, hot as hell, funny, wacky the way he dresses. She's saying no?
No, she ain't saying no.
Come on.
Oh, I mean.
He's with the number.
He shot his shot.
Football fans probably hate football, though, right now, I'm guessing.
I didn't want to say
Tell
this.
Tell me the truth.
I'm going to keep it a buck with you. It's annoying.
I believe it's
slightly frustrating to feel like the game has been diminished and the focus is on this like pop culture tip of now what's up with football? Can we just get back to the game, please? We get it. Taylor Swift is there. Love it. But at the same time, this will all blow over in about a month's time. Mm-hmm. So you just got to shut up and deal with it for a little bit because it's attention seeking. And what's the league want to do besides pump them ratings?
It's marketing.
Mm-hmm.
It's put her on camera as much as you can.
It's genius.
It's hitting people that don't normally watch football.
So with supermodels watching football for the very first time, deal with it, y'all. It's
and so
okay.
is all the 13-year-old girls everywhere who aren't watching football.
Listen, they,
honest to God,
Taylor Swift just brought the whole family together to watch football on Sunday.
I'm saying.
I see it.
And if she could bring Hugh Jackman and Ryan Reynolds every time, we thank you, Taylor. Thank you. Oh, no. Big update in DZ's house. Mm-hmm. I don't think I'm ready for this one.
Yeah, I don't think I'm ready for this one.
Yikes. That's coming up next. Also coming up, another chance for you to go see the Taylor Swift Eras Tour movie. We are hooking people up. We're filling a whole theater up.
That's right.
On October 14th, a Saturday morning, 10:30 a.m. You could be winning those tickets just by entering the keyword. Another one coming up at 8:30 this morning.
We'll see y'all at AMC Mayfair. Don't worry about it. We'll be there.
And then at 8:40, Kane Brown tickets.
Oh, snap. Too much to do.
There's no shortage of winning around this house. None.
Not at all. Oh, you wanted to win some? Kiss FM.
Please. Coming up next, though, before all the winning, the update on DZ's family member. I'm a little disturbed by this, if this is true.
Not good news, I'm going to tell you right now. I hate to say it.
Ugh, we'll talk about it next. You're less than 5 minutes away from getting a chance to win yourself into our screening of the Taylor Swift Eras Tour movie, baby.
Oh my gosh, yes!
Less than 5 minutes away, that keyword. And then Kane Brown tickets at 8:40.
Big day, big winnings, don't miss it.
We're on fire today, let me tell you. I wanted to get an update on your pet situation.
Yeah.
But I'm a little worried I can't handle it.
Well,
what is the story?
We're going to have to handle it because I had to handle it and I need your support.
Hey, you know what? I'll fake it till I make it. I'll act like I am not emotional about this. Your cat broke its arm. Let's just start at the top.
So if you may or may not know, our cat broke her paw about a month ago. Like a month and a couple days now, right?
Do we know how?
We know how my wife was sliding a bench under our kitchen table and it unfortunately top heavy toppled over. My wife being pregnant right now, our pets are really invested in keeping her safe and protected, and she was right under my wife's legs or whatever. So when the bench fell, hit the cat, unfortunately shattered the paw.
It was a freak accident.
It's a freak accident.
I get it.
Completely shattered the paw, though. Took the cat to the vet. They said, well, so you guys know, we're going to try it out, but you guys might need to consider some other options, whether it be looking at a specialist or XYZ. And we went, all right, well, we'll try to heal and then see you guys in a month, because he said, we're going to cast it. We did x-rays.
XYZ is what? Amputating?
XYZ might be amputation
I know you don't want to say it out loud, but we have to for the people listening. Okay, go on.
So fast forward, it's been a month.
Mm-hmm.
We go back, take her to get new x-rays. They say there's been little to no change. Actually, the doctor said,
what?
I'd say there's been zero change in the healing of her paw.
You paid for all that to get it casted, everything.
It was like $1,200, $1,500. Like it was a lot. After tax, we paid a lot, yo.
And there was no change?
And there has been no change, no calcification. So the doctor really stressed the importance of wanting to give the cat the healthiest and best opportunity at a pain-free life. He really pushed amputation on us this time on the visit. Yo, I ain't even gonna lie. I hate to hear it. I hate to say it. But we might be getting a three-legged cat soon. But
do you remember somebody did call and say their cat, they had to do that, and their cat is like amazing now?
I've had a few people tell me.
I'm not saying it's the end all. It's not what you want to happen.
No, it's not what we want. And she is an older cat. She's 9 years old. So she's like 80 in people years, right?
Yeah.
But to give her the best quality of life, that's what we're considering. What we do want to do, though, is get a second opinion.
Ding, 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 ding. That's what I would do at this point with money-wise, because you never know. You got to be safe than sorry, especially if someone's, instead of going, you know what the best option would be, was this. A lot of times they'll go, they're afraid to tell you that. Mm-hmm. So they have you pay for all this garbage because they don't want to tell you straight up. You should have just amputated it to begin with, which would have been helpful. But they might not have known that at the beginning, too.
No.
Well, in fairness.
He did. He said, I conferred with a specialist and they said amputation off rip, but I think we need to give the cat time to heal. So after that happened, a month went by, he went, nope, I think amputation is your best course of action. You can, however, give it another 3 weeks to set. And my wife and I kind of talked about it and went, is another 3 weeks going to change anything? If she's still in pain or if something's still going on, we don't want to prolong the inevitable, but we definitely want a second opinion because they're talking it's going to be $2,500. I said it low because it makes me hurt.
This is such a pet issue, is how much are you willing to spend? And when bills get big, this is a classic, am I the jerk? Like, my pet needs this much money put into them. Can I afford? Is that worth it to me? Where do I draw the line on what I can afford?
Well, I got my pen in hand because I might be drawing lines,
dog. No.
This a lot. lot.
No, that's
it's
too much.
That's why we want a second opinion.
What if you don't amputate? What happens? If the cat just has a broken arm the rest of its life? This is a real matter of fact question.
So if we don't amputate, her paw will eventually heal. It will mend, but it's going to take an extensive amount of time, and then the chances are that she's going to be in a lot of pain for the rest of her life because her hands, her nails, things aren't going to grow properly, and she's not going to be able to move properly.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, she's not in pain because it's casted. She can't move her paw like normal. Once that comes off, she's going to have to get adjusted to the pain threshold that she's going to be in, and that I can't have. Mm-hmm. We refuse. Nah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm just processing this. Mm-hmm. I want to talk to a vet like you.
For real?
I want to talk to 5 vets right now.
I need to get the x-rays from the vet that we went to so that
get
we can now
opinion.
Go get a second, maybe even a third opinion. Because if there's something we could do that isn't putting steel rods in our cat's paws to make her bionic, we'd like to see. And maybe there's another doctor that has a different opinion on how she could heal.
True. 414-533-1037. That's the number. You can call or you can text because, DZ, every time we talk about pets, the listeners show up.
No, that's right.
Somebody texted in and said, my cat got her leg removed because she had a cancer growth on her leg. I bawled my eyes out. She was 13 when she got it removed and did amazing.
Thank you. They said it's like a 10-day healing process. So it's like once it's done and then she can move forward. And we would really want to know what we're doing before this baby's born.
Yeah, no kidding.
We don't want a healing cat and a newborn.
Oh,
that's
tough.
That's tough.
Well, the pets are still going to be there when you have the baby. Just so you know.
So we want to take care of her now so she's got the most time for her to heal.
Yeah.
That's too many new changes for that.
Yeah.
It's a lot, but it's a lot of money that they're asking for.
Okay, I want your input if anybody has any input on this. Maybe because last time somebody called in and said they had been through this.
Yep.
So maybe they will give us some input. All right, we will take your calls and text next. But first, you're waiting for that new Taylor Swift keyword. We're sending you to see the Taylor Swift Eras Tour at the movies. Here's your keyword right now. I'm so excited. Our first Summerfest giveaway is coming up less than 5 minutes. We are sending you to see Kane Brown at Summerfest.
That sounds wild, but I love it.
We're here.
We here, honestly. For real, though.
It's going to be a lot of people getting these tickets for Christmas and the holidays this year. Kane Brown tickets very soon. Don't
Happy
go anywhere.
Holidays?
Happy holidays.
chill.
I hung up my harvest stuff yesterday and thought it's going to be Thanksgiving in no time. What's new? Amy is in Waterford this morning, DZ. I want to pull her up right away because we are talking about your cat situation and Amy is a vet tech.
Ooh, Amy, talk to me.
Hey.
Nice. Good morning.
Good morning, DZ.
Hello.
So,
okay, so please.
DZ's cat broke her arm, paw.
Paw, yeah.
And they casted it, did the x-rays. Now the vet's saying, oh, now you got to just amputate. Nothing healed.
It's not looking good.
Where are we at, Amy?
So honestly, from past experiences, obviously being a vet tech, I would say amputation is probably the best option without seeing the x-rays myself.
Dang.
The paw bones are typically too small to pin to let them heal properly.
Mm.
So I personally think that you did the right thing of trying to see if there was any change. But if there isn't any change after a month, most likely she's going to be in a lot of pain and suffering. Trying to let that heal.
Okay, so you're saying another 3 weeks isn't really going to do much.
No. I from a personal experience, I do not believe that it's going to do much at all.
Somebody else texted in and said that are a vet tech at one of the specialty hospitals in the Milwaukee area. Do the amputation. They recover very well and adapt. It'll cost you more if you keep going to other vets, getting more opinions rather than just jumping the gun and doing the surgery and getting it over with.
Yikes.
I 100% agree with her.
I mean, is $2,500 an average price for an amputation? That feels crazy.
So,
you can also call around and see other clinics in the area to get quotes of what an amputation is.
Smart.
Too. Because there's a lot of vet clinics that will kind of help compete with those in that area, especially in the Milwaukee area. I work at Greenfield Vet Clinic, and Milwaukee area is one of the biggest competitions for all the vet clinics in that area because there's so many.
You had to say call around.
Right.
Say less
for real, Amy.
The cheapo in me has got this, boy. I'm like, you got this, DZ.
I'm going to make a list. You take one half, I'll take the other. We're going to start calling. Amy, we appreciate that.
Yeah, thanks, Amy.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Bye. Mike is in Hartford this morning. Now, Mike is not a vet tech, nor is he a vet, but he has pets.
So and he's got a theme song.
He has a theme song for sure.
Good morning, Mike.
Good morning. Good morning.
All right. What do you think?
So when we had to have a tooth removed and like a cyst removed from my dog's mouth years ago, she was like 8 or 9 years old. And we asked the vet, what's her quality of life going to be like after? Uh-huh. Like, that's the big thing for me was my dog is 8, 9 years old. She's been healthy 98% of her life. Uh-huh. Is this going to affect how she eats? You know, what am I going to have to do? And he said, no, it'll be fine.
Uh-huh.
So we did it, and everything was fine. She didn't eat any different. She just had a tooth missing.
Uh-huh.
And then she actually had a cyst on her eye when she was like 11. And another instance, asked the vet,
jeez,
what's her quality of life? What's the quality of life?
Yeah.
And she's like, he's like, oh, her eye will be only open 85% of what it is normally. I was like, let's do it.
Oh, wow.
Like, it was my dog, and I was, you know, Kathleen's like, do you want to do this? And I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
If it's not going to affect how she lives her life, aside from squinting a little bit, we just did it. It was our pet.
And you make that call.
She was my first dog. Yeah, and she was my first dog when I moved out of the house by myself, and I was like,
you're attached.
Gotta do it.
We get it. Now, if somebody texted in and said, I have an amputee dog, you would never think he only has 3 legs. He functions so well.
Yeah.
So, Mike, thank you.
And with it being a cat, it was, you know, they're so nimble to begin with.
Uh-huh. True.
You know, she should be able to adapt real quickly from that, I would think.
Oh, yeah. And she's still going to run the household, Mike. Come on now.
Oh,
that's not in question. She's the oldest pet. She's going to run it. She's my favorite. I ain't going to lie.
Yep.
She's the queen. Mike, appreciate the call, fam.
Just because you're run down.
Later, fam.
Just because you're run down and old doesn't mean you can't run the show.
That part.
Hi, it's me.
Oh, you were talking about yourself? Stop. Don't you do that.
You're right. I am not run down.
This is about the cat. The cat is run down and old. Not you. Stop it.
All right. We have got to give away these Kane Brown tickets. I hope that the cat's okay. Well, keep us updated.
I will.
Thank you, everyone who's texting in, by the way. We can see you. Text us all your recommendations of the best clinics.
For
I see
real,
them
though.
Coming in. Okay. Kane Brown is coming to Summerfest. Oh, it's a little hottie patati.
Woo. Oh, I see you with the little crush on Kane Brown.
He's a hottie. Come on. Kane Brown going to be at Summerfest June 20th. We've got your tickets right now. 414-533-1037. You could be seeing him sing songs like this.
Oh, it could be like that, huh?
It could be like that. It's such a great song. Kane Brown coming to Summerfest. Caller 30, you're going. Kiss FM. God, just get rid of the situationship and move on already. Come on. New month, new you. October. Hello, it's cuffing season, everyone.
New month, new you, new roster, Allie?
Time will tell, DZ.
Hey, let's
Time
get
will
it.
Tell.
Oh, you funny,
103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ, live from the AdamDeputy.com studio. So excited that we are giving away these tickets to go see Kane Brown at Summerfest on June 20th.
Woo.
Let's pull up Kim in Greenfield this morning. Hey, Kim.
Hello, hello.
Good morning. What are you up to this morning?
I just dropped the kids off at school and heading to work.
Boo.
Yeah.
I know.
Where do you work?
I work in human resources.
HR.
Oh, HR.
Oh, she's HR.
Hey, we got some problems to address.
I do not envy you, Kim, at all.
Nope.
At all, man.
It's rough some days. It's rough. Yeah. But love it.
I'm shocked that HR would be rough. Right. No, I'm not.
Right. And maybe today of all days, who know what happened over the weekend.
Oh, right. The full moon.
Happy Monday.
New month. Yowzas. All right.
Kim, so were you looking to win some of these tickets? Were you possibly trying to see Kane Brown?
Yes.
Go buy him then. Have a great day.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, no, we got to take the next caller for the winner. Bye.
No, Kim, you're going to see Kane Brown. Woo!
Yeah.
I wouldn't do that to you.
I would.
Oh, thank God.
No, you wouldn't.
No, you're right. I would. I'm
Kim,
too nice.
You are hooked up with these tickets. You are can you believe it? You have plans to go to Summerfest.
I know, it's so weird to think about, but yes.
Here we are, clear the schedule, be ready, you know what I'm saying? You know, June 20th.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, congratulations. Hold on, Kim, we got to get a little bit more info from you. And then we will have another chance tomorrow at the same time. Good luck. Oh, you want to go see Taylor Swift, the Eras Tour, the movie? We've got your chance.
I might, maybe.
Every single hour up until 7 o'clock, 7 to 7, we've got a chance for you to enter to win passes to go see that movie with us. I'm going to be there because I'm a Swiftie.
You know how many people are going, oh my gosh, this is the perfect thing to take my kid. Oh, I want to go.
If you're available October 14th at 10:30 a.m. in the morning, which is a Saturday morning, we're going to be watching the Eras Tour movie. And your chance to win with a keyword is coming up in less than 5 minutes. I wouldn't go anywhere. And then after that, it's Am I the Jerk, which involves somebody who fake fires people at their job to please all the Karens.
I don't know what that means yet.
You'll understand. It's coming up next. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.